Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons, and we go right to the guest line where we talk to Mark Schlereth each and every Tuesday at 2:30. We are joined by the Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Listen to the Stinkin' Truth now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And our insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Great. I hear you're heading up this way for a Patriots-Browns game on Sunday.
That is correct. The first place Patriots. Let me say it again. The first place Patriots, absolutely going to be up in New England, checking out the Pats and calling the game. So it should be exciting.
Okay, so let's start there then. I'm sure you're prepping for the game, but you don't even really need to prep to know that the Browns have a good defense. It's going to be the biggest defensive challenge that Drake May has faced this year. Do you think he and the Patriots are up for the challenge? And do you think his, I guess, MVP status needs a test like this where he can prove it against a supposedly very good defense?
Yeah, well, I don't think there's any question they're a great defense. And you watch their front seven and the rotation they have. They've got eight dudes that can rush the passer, that can play unbelievably against the run, played with great energy last week. I mean, they put it on the Miami Dolphins. So, it's a great test. Does he need it for me? No, probably not. He doesn't need it for me. I mean, the guy is playing great football. Unbelievable football. His ability to climb the pocket, just to manipulate the pocket, then throw strikes down the football field. What was he, 21 to 23 last week?
Yep.
The guy was incredible. He was ridiculous. So that's good. But this is a strength-on-strength matchup. I mean, the Cleveland Browns are going to be a huge test. So it will be interesting to see exactly how they play against them. I don't have any reason to believe they're not going to play well, but it'll be a huge challenge, no question.
So last Sunday's game, emotional one for Mike Vrabel, though he tried to downplay it. But you know he wanted to go there and see his guys run the show, and they did. And he felt good about it afterwards. Drake May played well. He was emotional post-game. What would you say, though, like when you play an inferior opponent like that, you should kick their butt. The Pats, you know, went in there. We described it as a workmanlike effort against them. What impressed you most from the Patriots' win last Sunday against a team that really almost feels like a UFL team in the Titans?
Yeah, well, I think number one, coming out the gate and saying, hey, man, we're going to run the ball. I know we're not very good. We're in the bottom third of the league as far as running the ball is concerned, but we're going to run the ball. And, you know, right off the bat, four or five carries in a row, I mean, that was kind of setting the tone early in that. And then obviously what they were able to do, Drake May, with his ability, you know, to just be incredibly accurate and control just the tempo of the game with the passing game. And that thing was close throughout the first half. And, you know, then just to be able to pull away on that. But I just thought both lines of scrimmage, they dominated. I think D-line and the front seven of the Patriots is just they play so downhill. And I'm, you know, not only watched that game already, but I watched their New Orleans game as well and went back and rewatched that. And I just think they're capturing both lines of scrimmage, and that's such a Vrabel trait to a football team. So all those things are really good. And like I said, man, this should be a strength-on-strength matchup because the Cleveland Browns are legit as far as the front seven is concerned.
Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark, we're seeing Mike Vrabel and Drake May seemingly very much aligned on the same page. Like, I think Drake May loves his head coach, and I think the head coach loves his quarterback, probably part of the reason why he's here. And then we look elsewhere with teams, for example, maybe Miami in the division, and it looks like there's a quarterback and a head coach that could not be less aligned. And I'm wondering, your experience, how important is that? How obvious an issue is that for a team that the quarterback and the head coach be walking sort of stride for stride together?
Well, I think it's just important for the head coach and the football team to be walking stride for stride and to understand kind of what we're trying to accomplish, to have well-established goals of this is what we are. I think the other part that is really interesting to me is having an identity, knowing who you are and what you are. And in certain situations, and I talk to coaches about this all the time, in certain situations, I know what we are. Like, I know, as sure as I'm sitting here talking to you guys, that in this particular situation, this is who we are and this is what we're going to do. And one of the things that, like, really made me always feel confident in our run in Denver when we were winning championships back when I played is second down and one, I knew we weren't taking a shot down the football field. We're going to convert. And I knew beyond the shadow of a doubt, there's three plays that are going to come in, 18-19 handoff, 14-15 handoff, or QB sneak. And what we're going to do is lean on you and beat you up in those situations, convert those first downs. And then at some point, after we convert those first downs, we're going to wear you out to the point where you can't pass rush in the fourth quarter. And so you knew beyond the shadow of a doubt, this is what we are in this situation. Here's what we are in the red zone. Here's what we are on fourth down. Here's what we are. And I think they're building that. So it's not just the quarterback and the head coach being in lockstep. I think it's the head coach and the organization being in lockstep.
So, okay, you talk about knowing who you are and knowing what your identity is. Right now, this football team, really their identity is Drake May. Do you think that they're leaning too much on Drake May? Last Sunday, they did get the running game going early, which was good. Ramondre went 18 carries for 89 yards, almost 5 yards a carry. Granted, the Titans had the worst rush defense in the NFL, but Drake's the identity. Are they leaning on him too much right now to basically get to where they want to go, which is be a top 10 team in the NFL and make the playoffs?
Yeah, I would say, are they in first place in 5-2 and should have probably won the two games they lost early in the season? Yeah, so no. I mean, Drake May has been that good. He's been that legit. And the other thing is, you know, you can sit there and say all those things, but Drake May, what, he threw it 23 times?
Yeah.
And he's been great on the scrambles. Now, he did have the one hit where he had to leave the game for a little bit with the potential checked out for the concussion. That always scares you a little bit. But I would say this, that when you're out in the open field like that, and you at least you see where guys are coming from. Like, I think that there's probably bigger hits in the pocket at times than there are out there on the edges when you scramble a little bit. So I'm not too concerned about that, to be sure. I think that that's okay. So anyhow, that's kind of the way I would go about that, the direction I would look at. But they've got a young quarterback who's playing his butt off, who's unreal, manipulating the pocket, stepping up. He's got this sense about him where he can see the rush, or he can feel the rush without actually looking at the rush, rolling his shoulders, climbing up in the pocket, and never escaping out the back of the pocket, always escaping out the front and then to the side, which to me is how you eliminate big sacks. If you take a sack in those situations, you're taking a sack for 3 or 4 yards as opposed to 8, 9, 10 yards, and you can operate and live and survive as an offense doing that.
Mark, if you look at the AFC standings, it's kind of weird. I mean, there's teams up top that we didn't expect to be there, like the Colts and the Patriots, maybe even the Broncos as a division leader. And then you have teams like the Chiefs and the Bengals and the Texans and the Ravens all on the outside looking in. And I know we're not quite to the halfway point yet, but which of those do you think are going to stick, are legitimate? And which of those do you think, yeah, probably by late December, we're going to look a lot different at that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like. I look at it right now. The Broncos sitting at 5-2, and they have played poorly on offense, and it's an execution issue. Even in the Giants game, where they had an unbelievable comeback in the fourth quarter, it was one of the worst first three quarters I've watched. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't that they didn't have good plays called, or, I mean, they missing blocks right and left, easy things. I'm talking bubble screens, receivers not blocking people, things like that, that you just kind of shake your head and go, what are you guys doing? And so they haven't played their best football, and they're sitting at 5-2 right now. I think the Patriots have legitimate staying power because I think they can control both lines of scrimmage. And that, to me, is how you win in this league. And they're making big plays in the passing game because of the way they're constructed. And obviously they got some guys that can make the plays over the top with Pop Douglas and Booty and Diggs. So I love kind of the way they're constructed. And they're going to get a lot of access kind of throws, one-on-one coverage because of their two tight end packages. So people are going to have to say, hey, we can't let it them, you know, run it down our throats in this situation with the personnel grouping. So I think they're built correctly. You know, I think the Indianapolis Colts, again, much like the New England Patriots, their physical group, both lines of scrimmage, they capture and win the lines of scrimmage. This is why fantasy football is so hokey to me. Like, we all get enamored with fantasy football. And, oh, do you have a number one? I hear that all the time. Do you, who's your number one? That guy's not a number one. He's a number two. Like, and it's so goofy to me because it doesn't matter if you beat up the line of scrimmage. You guys won.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
How many Super Bowls you win? 6 Super Bowls there in New England?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you really ever, other than Randy Moss, did you ever have a number one? Did you ever have a legit number one?
Yeah.
And when you had Randy Moss, you didn't win a Super Bowl. I just don't buy into that garbage.
Well, only the number one I would ever posit beyond that would be Gronk in like 2014. But later on, they didn't have one, and incredible comebacks and great victories were still staged. And I was going to say, okay, if you need a second to pop off about your Broncos in their 33-point fourth quarter, please feel free, but it sounds like you almost want to leave them in timeout corner for the way that they played over the first three quarters, Mark. So,
yeah, well, they look at, in the last 12 quarters, they played 10 quarters of absolute garbage football and 2 quarters against Philadelphia in the fourth quarter, and then last weekend against the Giants in the fourth quarter. Other than that, they are in my timeout chair. They're in trouble with me right now.
As Vrabel would say, that's the blank that'll get you beat. But last question for me. Offensive lineman, just football player, how do you get psyched up for, or how do you get tuned up and prepare for what you know is likely to be your most physical game of the year? The Browns, Mason Graham, Myles Garrett, that defense can bring it. I think this is the biggest challenge coming up for the Patriots over several weeks' time, even though their record doesn't look like it would be that big a challenge.
Yeah, it's huge, and that's just one of those situations where you're like, hey, boys, you know, don't let the record fool you. These guys can flat out play. They're that good. So, you know, that's how I always look at it. The other thing about playing offensive line, like, nothing good can happen to you when you play offensive line. And it's just the nature of the position. I mean, you can block a guy 65 times in a row. You give up 1 sack at the end of the game, you had a horrible game, and that guy's going to the Pro Bowl. So there's never anything good. And then you just sit there and go, hey, by the way, they've got Myles Garrett, like you mentioned. They've got dudes that can flat play. And this group is unbelievable. And they have a rotation, guys right coming in there. But they got guys that they're really legitimately eight guys deep, and all of them can play. So this is a huge, and I mean huge, challenge for the New England Patriots.
So, Mark, as we let you go, should I assume you don't have a fantasy team? You spend a lot of time ripping fantasy football. Do you play fantasy football?
No, I don't. I do not. I play so much reality football that the fantasy football just leaves me. Eh.
Well, I was going to give you an idea. You're a business guy. You're an entrepreneur. You do a lot of things, podcast. Maybe come up with some sort of trenches fantasy football where it's all offensive and
pancakes,
defensive
linemen. Blocks.
Yeah. In the PFF world, everything's graded, and maybe you could start that up.
Yeah, that sounds like, hey, like I already have four jobs. But yeah,
that sort of sounds like
put more on my plate. Hey, at what point did I marry the two of you?
That sort of sounds like, hey, nerd, why don't you shove that up your stink hole and talk to me next week?
All right, Mark. Yeah, enjoy the prep week. Enjoy the food at Gillette, and I look forward to the review of what you see on the field down in Foxborough this week.
Sounds good. Take care.
Thanks Mark. Buddy.
That is Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. You can watch the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It's on YouTube. There's video, and you can see him mock us. Apparently, we are nagging him like his wife.
Wait a second. I didn't. He's on the call. So who's he on the call with Sunday? Who's his broadcast partner? Well, it's a Fox broadcast. That's good. You know what's nice is that, A, he's the right guy for this job because it sounds like he's fired up to watch Pat's O-line versus Cleveland D-line.
Yeah.
And, two, he's already seen a game. So he's watched in a game, the Carolina game, the Patriots actually at their worst in the first half of that first quarter, and then at their best late second quarter through the fourth.
And as a Patriots supporter, I didn't get a hint of hesitate. Like, he feels good about this matchup for the Patriots. He thinks they're ready to match the physicality and the talent of the front.
Sorry, it's Chris Myers and Mark Schlereth.
Chris Myers and Mark Schlereth on your call.
Chris
Patriots
Myers.
Browns on Sunday at Gillette Stadium. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, we will revisit a little bit of Mark Schlereth here, but also importantly, the World Series is set. Are you rooting for the dreaded Dodgers as they ruin baseball, or are you going to swallow your American pride and root for Canada? It's Dodgers. It's Blue Jays. The World Series. That's next year on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.